Well, good morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim, this is Hello from Michigan, episode number 39. Step out on the old street here. It is, wow, I'm actually getting to work early today. It's 10 minutes to 9, Friday, March 18th. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day today. Blue sky, sunshine. I think it's already around 60 degrees. Oh man, if the weather was like this the rest of the day, I'd be a happy camper. But it's supposed to get up, from what I heard, to around like 80. And don't ask me for the metrics. That's too much work right now. But beautiful, beautiful morning here. It's a good way to end the week. Those of you that have been following me on Twitter understand what's going on here. The fact that my father been in the hospital for a couple of days with heart problems, which is no surprise for him because he's in his late 50s and has already had two heart attacks in his life. And someone just walked by me with the coolest cobalt blue hair. It's unbelievable. I love this town. But he's had two heart attacks, and they said that they checked his heart and it was damaged and weak, and they were out. Here comes the old drugstore. One second. From the cafe that usually has music playing all the time. But as I was saying, dear old dad had been in, like I said, the hospital the last few days. Had him on monitors to figure out what was wrong with him. They diagnosed him with heart damage. As I say, it's no surprise, two heart attacks, that'll happen. They were talking about installing a defibrillator and a pacemaker for him, but as of last night, I was instant messaging my mom, and she says that they might not do the surgery. It was originally scheduled for this afternoon, around 1 o'clock, but they might try blood pressure medication and then medical treatment instead, you know, with actual medicine. So, There's hope that things will go better there. As I step through the doors, and the sound changes. So, I'll be giving them a call this afternoon, early this afternoon, see what's going on. Hopefully things will improve. Other than that, I am going to be showing up at the office in a minute. So, one of the computers we support is kind of screwed up here up in the hallway. I have to look at that when I get in. Otherwise, we get to the top of the fourth flight of steps here. I'm out of breath because I'm trying to talk. Yeah, I'm still out of shape. And we'll call that it for this segment. Huh. I'm here so early. I'm the first one in the office. Interesting. So let's unlock the old office door. When I show up, my door's locked early in the morning. It's because folks have already been here and are out working on someone's machine, but that's not the case today. Lights were off. I never closed the window last night. That would have been bad if it rained. But anyway, that's it for me. I'll talk to you after lunchtime. Gearings again. Wow, is it bright out here today? Holy cow. Crazy. Yeah. Some sort of fascism protest there that I just walked through. But as I say, it is 12:20 and it is 71 degrees. And breezy, as you might probably be able to hear. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day. And everyone's out on the streets enjoying their lunch. Just spoke to my folks. Spoke to both my folks, actually, a few minutes ago. And my father will not be getting the pacemaker that they thought they were going to install in him. Instead, they're going to do a less radical procedure. They are actually going to be running some wires up into his chest and cauterizing part of his heart. Apparently, there's a part of his damaged heart that is misfiring and sending the wrong sort of electrical signals, which is causing the disruptions in his heart rhythms. So they're just going to ruin part of his heart and destroy it. Try and fix this problem. I'm not all that keen on the idea myself, but you know, it's what they want to do. It sounds like it's been done quite a few times before, so it can't be that bad. So you'll hear a part three tonight, and when I call back and find out what happened with him, Jimmy John's or Subway. There's no line for Jimmy John's. We'll go to Jimmy John's. Hold on a minute.
How are you going, man? Sorry. Thanks.
That took way too long. Four people came through after me. That's crazy. Well, here I am, walking down busy streets, crowded streets, very crowded streets. Full of people enjoying their sunshine. And, excuse me, letting my laptop bag on each shoulder. Trying to get to the car. With no free hands. And thoroughly enjoying the scenery. Oh, dearie me. Trucks in the alleyway here. Wow. Sorry about that. Shoo, how am I gonna get this door? Level 4 today because the end of the semester parking changes are going on, meaning that at the end of the school year there's fewer people parking in the parking structures. Side benefit. Bless you. Benefit. Fewer less traffic in and out of town in the mornings. So I can get here a little, get here earlier or sleep in a few minutes later. Now if I just get to my car. There it is. Now, normally, I wouldn't be doing this. I'd just be in one office on a Friday and that's it. But today, making an exception because I have two users at the other office that really need me around. One of them had a hard drive replaced on their laptop on Wednesday. And I've transferred their data to it. And I really like it back. And the other one is our resident graphic artist, excuse the slam, who, and let me do this as well. Readjust the old mics so you don't hear me mumbling into one side. Our resident artist up at the other office has finally graduated from a G5 Mac to a brand new spiffy, shiny, state-of-the-art, two dual processor quad core 2.8 Mac Pro, and he needs that installed and set up, and all of his data transferred, so he can start using that machine on Sunday. He's coming in on Sunday for some reason. Graduation ceremony is something he has to process. So that's all that. So I'll be running up to the north office to do that this afternoon. Wow. And the stomach is bothering me. Problem is right now I don't know if it's hunger that's bothering it or my, well, I know it's partly hunger. But I don't know if it's my other problems that are compounding the problem. Actually, I know that too. Deluding myself. I tell myself it's not what the problem is. But fun. Such is the life of me. And you all get to come along for the ride, so to speak, because I'm down on the second floor and I'm almost out onto the roads. To which I bid you a fond farewell for this afternoon. I will throw in one last segment this evening after I get home. Well, yeah, probably after I get home. And I'll let you know how Dad turned out. Other than that, I'll be about to finish recording. So, all that being said, yeah, that'll be it for me. So we will talk at you later. This part of the hill gets a little rough. Ugh. You can stand up on your pedals and it makes it a little easier to push. There you go. Alrighty, let's get this recording over and done with, okay? Alright. Well, folks, welcome to the final segment of this week's episode. It is Saturday, the 19th. About 2:45 in the afternoon, Michael and I are out for a little bike ride. It'll be about a half hour by the time we're done. Going through the forest next to the house and the walking trails and the biking trails. Final update on my father. The surgery went perfect. He was actually in for about, 4 or 5 hours, because they didn't do the pacemaker that they said they were going to do. They actually did something called catheter ablation, where they run a catheter up to the heart and ablate part of the damaged heart. Because they figured out that part of his heart that had been damaged, I believe this is how they figured out, the part of his heart that had been damaged by a previous heart attack was misfiring and sending electrical signals to his heart that was messing things up and throwing things all out of kilter. So they went in with basically electric probes and zapped the part of the heart that was messing up, taking it out of the equation. Yes, that's exactly what that means. And apparently did the trick. He said shortly after getting out of surgery that he felt normal, that he's feeling much better, and barring any last minute complications, I was speaking to my mom about an hour ago and they were getting ready to check him out. So he should be home later on this afternoon after having heart surgery last night. Miracles of modern medicine. So that means that they should be able to come down for Monkey Number 2's First Communion next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And I apologize for the wind, if you're hearing any, because we're biking into the wind. Aren't we, kiddo? Hmm? We're biking into the wind now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be getting out of that in just a minute. We'll be passing a couple of folks here, too, so be on our left. We're making a turn to the left, so we might hear something. You don't know. So yeah, we're on track for the First Communion party. And a left turn. A large group of people walking. And into even more wind. This is good. This isn't the time to slow down, kiddo. That's a hill. There you go. He's cranking it up and pulling away from me. Second time we've been on this trail. Yeah, doing good. Keeping your balance. So he's doing good. We're all doing good. Beautiful, beautiful day. It's an overcast day, but it's still mid-60s. I'd say it's like 18, 19 Celsius. I have no idea the exact numbers. But other than being windy, it's really nice. There are so many dead trees in this forest now. It's sad. Ooh, soccer game. Bunch of soccer games. We're coming up on the new children's playground they put up here for all the local subdivisions. It's got a big playscape, all kinds of swings and slides and pipes and things. And they laid out like four soccer fields. It looks like everyone's full. Oh, and there's just so much wind. I hope you're not hearing this. I don't have my playback on, so I hope you can bear it if it sounds bad. We're turning away from the wind now, so well, we will be in a minute. Maybe. Let's just actually call this one a short. Well, no, see, you threaten to stop and things change. I guess it's because we're slowing down too. Yep, it'll be a tight turn. You go right on ahead. You go right on ahead. Go through it slow and you can do it. But not so slow you stop. All right, no. Speed it up a little. You can do it. Speed it up. Oh, dude. Okay. Need to stop, huh?
Yeah, right next to Jolly Rancher.
Oh, you got a Jolly Rancher. You want a sip of water before you put that in?
Sure.
Yeah, sounds like you might need it. So, yeah, this is turning into an interesting little excursion for him and I. He and I. Me and him. The two of us. We're still in the wind.
Yeah, of course.
Excuse the gulps. So, Michael, you realize you have a hole in your shoe?
Nope.
You realize that the bottom of your shoe is completely peeling off on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
Mom got another pair of shoes for you, didn't she? Same style, a little bit bigger. Hopefully. That's the second pair already?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, dude, we gotta get you new shoes. Cool black canvas slip-ons with a Chinese dragon across the toe. Very cool looking shoes. Alright, we're just going to hold up to all the traffic clears. Yes, it does. Alright, we got two more cars and then we can roll on. Excuse the sniffles, I have a cold I'm working on too. Just got over the second flu of the season, now I have the second cold of the season. As long as it doesn't snow again in the next week, I should be okay. Because it snowed on Sunday. Last Sunday it was 32 degrees and snowing as we got out of church. 2 days later it was 60 degrees. This is why you love Michigan weather. Because if you don't love it, it'll drive you insane. I think the weather might finally stabilize and we'll be in a decent range for a while here. Yeah, it's starting to stay spring now. Yep. Little bird running through the brush. But with all that being said, got my cables dangled up on myself here. Hey, you know, we go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the library.
Have your library card?
Of course I got my library card. I got my wallet. You want to try going to the library?
Sure.
You think you can manage it?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm stronger than 3 years ago.
Woohoo. Well, then, let's stop here and we'll think about the trail.
That trail does lead us to the next subdivision.
That trail does go to the next subdivision, doesn't it? Okay. Well, then let's do it. Because we got two options. We can go out on the road, which I don't really relish the idea. Not with you around. Or we can cut through the trail they put here for the playground. It's more, sound seeing. And we'll cut through the subdivision to come out on the road where the bike trail begins again. And then get us to the library. So let's see if I can't go no-handed and readjust the mics here. Get you a little more balanced sound seeing. Ta-da! You were? Well, it's good to hear that you recovered. So here we go. Full sound seeing positioning of the mics. You don't hear me mumbling on the one side anymore. Yeah. Nothing but wind. I do apologize. Yeah, it's kind of breezy all of a sudden. Yeah, I'm still trying to record, but I think I'm just going to have to hack this part out with all the wind. Maybe not. We'll see how it sounds when I'm done. Yeah, this is a playground I tried recording at last year. Didn't manage to get any useful audio. That's the soccer field on the left. Yep, you have to push a little to get to the top of that one. Yep, we got the downhill to start us off. You go right on ahead, kiddo. I'll be right behind you. Woohoo! Nice. Whew. Wow, where'd this wind come from? Yikes! It's bumper. There you go. Well, I heard it too.
It's the place where horse flies it to.
Yes, it was. This is when you guys... Were you two-wheeled at the time, or were you both going on your four-wheelers, on your training wheels? You were still training wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. The last time we went to the library this way, both the kids were still on training wheels. And I was like... Oh, it wasn't 3 or 4 years ago. That would make... She was like 2. It's a couple years back. But... I don't know, it's like 1.5 miles. So, you know, I got little kids going 3 miles in training wheels. Kind of crazy. Watch where you're going, kiddo. You almost ran into that side mirror. Someone's clearing brush. Apparently someone bought a house that had been abandoned for a while, so that's a bunch of brush clearing going on back there with the chainsaw. Oh, I thought we had traffic coming up behind us. But we didn't. Someone pulled in. And more wind. Yep, there's some nice looking houses here. It's a decent subdivision this one is. Wasn't built all cookie cutter, which means it's newer. It means these houses are all newer. A lot of the subdivisions around here, you might notice, Michael, they all have similar looking houses. They were all built around the same time, but this subdivision is a lot different. This subdivision came up later. Ooh, someone's burning some wood. That smells so good. And judging by the look of that house right there, this subdivision came up in the 70s. Because the first floor is brick and the second floor is all wood. It's like wood paneling. Ah, windy, windy, windy. Right alongside Cape Cod. And a garage with a purple interior. Very cool. Kids playing in their yard. Alright, left turn. You got it? Alright. What are we looking at here? Who knows? Car. Now, we can make it to the library. Piece of cake. Lawn mowing. I mowed the lawn today. First lawn mowing of the year. Well, I kind of needed it. I did cut it a little short. But it's because I knew the next weekend, no way I was going to be able to cut it. Which means I would have gone another 2 weeks. And it's going to rain in the next week. And that first little rain of the season. There you go, there's our sidewalk. That first rain of the season makes the grass grow like crazy. So if I didn't cut it this week, and it rained next week, the grass would have been unbearable when I was able to cut it 2 weeks from now. So, we'll cut it. And yes, we are now on a nice walking path running alongside the road. And this will get us right to the library. It's nice that we can go from our subdivision all the way to the library without ever hitting the road. Just cut through two more subdivisions and a park. Whew. It sure beats riding or driving. You know what I should have done? I should have put that, wow, that's a lot of standing water. Huh. Didn't realize we've gotten so much water around here lately. The ditch right alongside us on the left is dry, but the level land right alongside us on the right has got some standing water. It's kind of strange. You were doing really good on that bike, kiddo. Yeah. This whole time. For a while, I didn't think you were ever going to figure out how to ride a bike. It's good to see you finally got it.
Just had to have a
little time. Yep. Yeah, an extra year. Or two. Where was I? I don't remember. Where was I, Michael? Do you remember? I don't remember.
About the water.
Something about the water. Might have been something before the water I was talking about, but must not have been that important. Oh, well, I can go back on something I missed about 10 minutes ago. This patch of flat land here is undeveloped. There's a lot of wild grass. A lot of trees. And as it particularly stands right now, an awful lot of dead trees. Because we had, and still have, in our fair state of Michigan, a problem with a little imported critter called the emerald ash borer. It's a beetle that loves ash trees. Ash trees being the most dominant form of tree that have been around here. After the elm trees, which... Yep, you can see the library. Elm trees, which had conked out a few years ago from Dutch elm disease. So we lost all bunch of old growth and native growth elm trees. Now... Oh, you don't want to go down there. That's why, like, wild swampland. I wouldn't want to go down there. It doesn't look very safe. The lake looks nice. We're going, by the way, I'll get back to the trees in a second. We still have the road on the left. We've made a turn. The library's right in front of us. And right alongside us is a large chain link fence. And that past that fence, it goes down a hill into a large water reservoir. Don't know if it's natural or man-made as part of the construction, but there are warning signs that say, danger, do not enter. I think I might have, we might have gone by here once, and I think I might have seen a sign about an alligator. There might be alligators in there, or it might just be really, really deep water. But, there's a long, thin lake. Oh, we got a couple of bikers coming up alongside us, or coming at us the other direction. So Michael, get on the right-hand side. You stay on the right. Don't run into the bushes. Whoopsie! Ah, good job. No, you didn't stop. Good recovery. He slipped. But... Oh. Bug. Just went off myself. I had a bug going in my face. Downhill, picking up speed, picking up wind. But... Back to the trees. The emerald ash borer is a pretty shiny bug. Green like an emerald, hence the name. And it burrows under the bark of the tree and gets in the meat of the tree and pretty much kills it. So, we've now in the fine state of Michigan, which is very proud of its tree population, have lost a ton of elm trees and a ton of ash trees, which pretty much leaves us with maple trees and pine trees. Which, you know, we need a little more diversity than that. All these trees look haggard. And it might just be that it's still too early in the season that I haven't sprouted, woke up yet. Oh yeah, we got the willow trees too. The willow trees along the lake here sprouting up nice and green. But there's the library just around the next corner. Well, down this quarter mile of road sidewalk. Gonna make it, kid. All right. You realize that if we get anything, it's going to be a pain to carry it home because I don't have a rack. I don't have my book bag. I don't have a pouch of any kind. It's going to be tricky bringing stuff home. Have to see what happens, I guess, huh? So there. What's all that?
I think I'm getting something they may not have stocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Another Warriors book, huh?
Manga.
Oh,
read them.
Very cool. Up. Yes, his Warriors. Ooh, turned too sharp, ran over my own foot. You realize also, Michael, no bike chains. Our bike's going to be sitting loose. Hope no one walks off with him. Yep, he's going to split to the left. I'm going to hook to the right. Yeah, the Warriors is a series of fantasy books about clans of intelligent cats. Not like the musical Cats, but actual cats. And they've published a manga, which he's interested in getting.
There's two manga books out there, and there's a third one coming up soon.
I didn't know there was a second one already.
Yes!
That's cool. So I just hope no one walks off with our bikes. You got the kickstand down, right?
No.
So the kickstand's for, son. There you go. Yeah. Let's drop the headphones down. And let's go in.
My legs feel really weird.
Your legs feel weird because you've exercised them, kid.
They feel so heavy.
Yes, they do. Some sort of gathering here today. Oh, an author with a book signing. Okay. Yeah, it was a book signing today. Interesting. Uh-oh. My shoes are coming untied. Hold on a minute there, kiddo. Let me duck down here. It's supposed to rain today. Hope it doesn't rain before we get home. Or while we're going home. Let's see. Mom's over there with her three kids. How do you spell learning, the one was saying? So, let's see if we can find his books.
Need your card.
You need my card.
It's over there.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. You have a look there, and I'll go wander around over here. Nice. A kid in here with a scenic Guantanamo Bay shirt. College planning. I'm going to rummage through the shelves here, see if I can't see what he's looking for. Some interesting books, but not what he wanted. The manga shelf that they have the Star Wars manga. Oh dear. Do they have? Well, it's not just the manga, but a whole bunch of classic comics and modern comics and The Essential Wolverine. Ooh, Fruits Basket. Dot Hack. Tokyo Mew Mew. They never seem to have Mega Tokyo in stock. Mega Tokyo is a webcomic that has gone to print from a local artist. Literally, locally, lives in Ann Arbor. It's very good stuff. I highly recommend it. It's very long. It's in like 400 episodes so far. couple books of magic that I don't recall seeing. Interesting. I don't know what these are. I used to love the books of magic comics. I'm going to grab these and take them home. Books of magic summonings. Oh, this is compilations of the books in mid-series. Okay, maybe I do know what those are. I just haven't. Yeah, Arcana, the books of magic. Yeah, I did see these. Okay. It's been a long time since I've seen them. Nope, I don't see his here. Maybe it's not in yet. Do they have it? Put in the Warriors manga. They don't have it listed. Well, let's go up to the section where the Warrior stuff usually is and we'll see if they have it. Ouch. Youth, nonfiction. Early readers. Fiction, MSZ. Wilder. They're going to be cataloged by. Cataloged by authors, huh? I need to know the name of the author. What's the author's name? What's the author's name, kiddo?
Aaron Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter's Hunter. Hunter would be next shelf over. Okay, I misspoke. Oh, that's first. This shelf over. So we've got H.A.M. Knightley. Oh, Hardy Hollywood. K. Hollywood. I don't see. Huh. I don't see any of them here. Hmm? Ooh, I sit up too quick. I'm dizzy now. John, Jack, Ho, Hom, Hoog, Hug, Her, Hunter. Looky here. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat. But no manga. Poor you.
Science fiction fantasy?
It definitely would be categorized as sci-fi or fantasy. Sci-fi and fantasy is a fairly broad category. So, no luck there, huh? Find something else, maybe? Grab a book in the series you have.
The last ones.
Okay.
And the last books.
And then you have to find something else to read.
Is there anywhere else?
Excuse me. No, if they had it, it would be right there. That's how libraries work, to keep it all in one place, so you don't lose track of it.
Is there a manga section?
I don't think. I already looked and was thumbing through the comic book section. We'd go have a look. Now that I know the name of the author, I'll know better where to look for it. Mm-hmm. So the comics. Oh, got some guys playing chess here. See, it's all a question of. They got these categorized really weird. They got them subsected into Tokyo stuff. And. Oh, Tokyo Pop and Marvel. And. Biz Comics and Fantagraphics. They have them categorized by. Ooh, set up too quick again. Just don't see it. I might not have them here. Did they say they were in the system, or did they were still on order? Or you don't know
they
yet?
Didn't
you didn't say.
Any.
Okay.
Is there like another library somewhere?
No. The next nearest library. Yeah, that's in Ann Arbor. That's more than a bike ride away, to be sure. ocean. Front rake off. Here's hot, huge, hot show, not fishing. Nope. Just don't see him. Don't see him, kiddo. Sorry, sir. Yeah.
Anyways.
True, it might be fairly, it's probably a fairly popular one. Okay, why did they move all the DVDs? This is all videotapes. Oh. No, this isn't right. There's a lot of the DVDs, but this can't be all. I know they had more than this. Buckaroo Banzai. Woohoo! Alright. Westworld. Wow. That's going back a while. You were. What time is that there, kiddo?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You don't know how to read a watch?
I don't have numbers.
Yeah, it does. It's those little dots. You know what those numbers mean. Question is, can you see them? It's right on a blue background.
No,
the top is 12. 1, 2, 3. And then you remember when you start counting from the top, it's 5, 10, 15. Yep, yeah, it's about quarter after 3. Head home then? Okay. We can do that. We can just head out the door. Yep. Ouch. They were?
I told Miss Brody about the new Warrior books.
Excuse me again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here we are. I'm just recording this, a finishing segment here. It is now, excuse the squeaks, about quarter after 11, Monday evening, the 21st. I'm just recording this last little segment here directly into GarageBand with the USB microphone that came with our version of Rock Band. I'm quite thrilled with the fact that I can use this microphone with no extra software, and it just goes right in. So this will make final audio recordings a little bit easier. Not much else to add. I'm sorry about the length of that one, but I kind of liked a lot of the sounds that were in there, so I decided to let it run. So I apologize for the length of this particular podcast. I'm going to try to shut up so it goes under an hour. So, with all that being said, just to recap all this. Nah, let's not recap. So, all that being said, I'm going to get this edited up and posted. My apologies for the delay, but as you can hear, it's been an interesting week. I'm going to try to push to have this next one out next week at a more decent time. I'd love to get some audio of what's going to happen next weekend, but I don't know, because next weekend is Monkey Number 2's First Communion, and I'm sure they'll have some video, and I don't know if I'll be able to pull audio out of that, but I probably should have stopped recording sooner to see how this sounds. Maybe I can clean it up if it sounds bad. But all that being said, thank you for listening, thank you very much for listening through all of that. Thanks for coming along with us on the trip to the library. There was supposed to be a little more audio at the end there, but I managed to shut off the recorder when I went to check it. So, if you're waiting to hear more, I'm sorry. And if you wanted to hear less, I'm sorry. All that being said, thank you for listening. This is Jim. This is Hello from Michigan. You want to talk to me, you want to complain to me about the length of this one, you want to thank me for the length of this one, you can email me, it's hellofrommichigan@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, I am Zarin out there. And I believe that will be about it. So once again, thank you, and we'll talk at you later.